T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jimmy Smith, we're going to shift gears. Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com is on the line with us right now. Jimmy, how are you, man?
Doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm good. We were just kind of going over the idea, and I'm sure you're capable of jumping in on this. You saw today that the NFL announced a new $100 billion TV deal, and games are now going to be broadcast on Amazon, and you have to have a subscription, basically, to watch it. There's no more Thursday night, unless you're in the local market. There's no more Thursday night games on regular television.
It doesn't really surprise me, simply because I know business and major business tries to get ahead of the curve, right? They hate reacting. They want to be proactive. And I think everything I've seen is that everybody's getting away from your common cable, the cord cutting, the numbers and amount of people getting away from basic cable and things of those nature are accelerating at a rapid rate. I think they're getting ahead of it. It's maybe a tad premature. I would think so. I think most households today still have a form of cable as opposed to some of these streaming services. Very interesting move, very smart move by Amazon, who continues to prove that they can tap into anything and take control of it. And now they're going to be in control of the NFL viewing audience, which is unbelievable. We're, 11 years removed from that just being a book company online. And now I've got 4 Amazon boxes sitting here on my couch right now, one with dog food and groceries, and now they're going to be delivering me my football. It's quite strange, but I see where the NFL is going with it. Maybe a little premature, but I think in the end it's probably going to end up being a smart move.
Amazon borders on a monopoly, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a lot of areas. I think in time you're gonna see that company be broken into several segments. They've kind of monopolized a few industries, if you will, under one umbrella. So I think in time, Amazon's gonna end up being fractured and broken into other portions and independent companies, but. They're using a lot of industry and in the way that we're moving towards automation and things of that nature. I mean, they're ahead of the curve. They're driving a lot of it.
Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com. LSU started spring practice this week, and we had Coach O on yesterday, Jimmy, and he talked about the quarterback position battle of Max Johnson and Miles Brennan, along with T.J. Finley and the new kid, Nussmeier. And is he just saying, hey, the competition's open, or do you think he's going to go back to Miles Brennan?
I kind of think the competition is open. I've gone back and forth on this on your own show. With the way Max Johnson ended last season, at that moment I thought, man, it's going to be difficult for Coach O to kind of yank him and put the Miles back in if he gets healthy in the future. And so, I kind of go back and forth on this, and I feel like the pressure for them to put themselves in the best position, he's got a lot of pressure on him this year. Let's be honest. This LSU team needs to perform, and he has to get this right. So I think just to make sure you have the right guy, the guy that the players respond to that fit your personnel well, I don't think you can make a call here just based on loyalty or what a guy has done for you in the past. I think it's about the present and the now. And with that talented room, I mean, that is a really talented QB room, especially by LSU standards. I mean, I would think he would be wise to leave it open. And if a guy separates himself or shows that he's the most effective leading the team, regardless who it is, I think that has to be the guy moving forward. I don't think Ed Orgeron has enough slack here from the LSU fan base to toy around with the QB position, trying to be loyal to a guy that's been there for quite some time.
Jimmy, have you seen recent photos of Miles Brennan?
Yeah. Hey, honestly, if you didn't have a name attached to those photos or see it in person, I would have had a hard time believing that was him. I mean, that is a complete body transformation. We've seen a gradual growth from him physically over the years, but it looks now, I mean, I would imagine that's an extra 20, 25 pounds of mass. It looks quite different, and I think in the end it should probably serve him well. I mean, he's not your athletic quarterback anyway, so if he loses a step or some of those things, that's not what his game's built around. Making him more durable, stronger, and things of that nature, I think will prove to be paramount for him if he's going to be successful at this level.
Yeah, I think you nailed it right there. It adds a layer of protection, makes him a little bit more durable. But, I mean, it's not just mass. It's mass with some cut to it. You know what I mean? Like, he's
yeah.
ripped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he looks like he's been a workout warrior this offseason. And I think some of that comes from rehab and doing core
sure.
rehab and things of that nature. You know, I'm coming out of a back surgery a few months ago and just kind of rehabbing that myself. I mean, I find myself now pushing myself further. Now I'm wanting to do bike rides and start to go to the gym again. And I think, you know, once you get in that mindset of repairing your body, feeling like you're at risk of losing it, it just kind of drives you. And it led him to where he's at today, which is a remarkable physical turnaround. One of the quicker transformations I've really seen on a college prospect. I mean, we're not talking about a kid that just came from high school to college. He's been in the college program for 4 years now. This is fifth year. I mean, Tommy Moffitt's been working with him for some time, and yet here he is still growing. And like you said, and it looks good on him. He's ripped up, and it looks healthy.
Outside of the quarterback position battle this spring, what's another couple of storylines to watch come out of Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I think, you know, defensively, that back seven has some question marks. I think you're really strong at the cornerback position. A lot of quality depth there, a lot of the younger talent, Jay Ward and Dwight McLaughlin and guys like that really showed that they can play on this level. And, of course, you still have Derek Stingley, Elias Ricks rehabbing an injury, as Ed Orgeron notified the public of recently. But at safety, Mo Hampton now in the transfer portal, that was a question mark for this group last year. They could be really reliant on true freshmen at that safety position in that rotation. I would think you probably end up with two true freshmen in the two deep at both the strong and free safety spot, which is rather significant, you know. So I think that's a storyline. And again, linebacker, you know, they need to improve there. They were not very good as a unit last year. And then the defense, you know, it showed at times. And I think if LSU is going to return to being an SEC championship caliber program, that back seven is going to really need to step up, and some of these linebackers and safeties are going to have to make a real charge and push to be quality impact players for this program right away.
Along the offensive line, how do they stack up there? They should be in good shape, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they return, you know, practically everyone. There's a lot of quality depth. There's a lot of newcomers that have been developing and are primed to take the field soon. You've got a lot of veterans returning. The cohesion in that unit should be strong. This is a group that's played together and practiced together for quite some time. They seem to be really strong. I think that's one of the stronger units on the whole team this year. You know, you might not have a superstar offensive lineman on the roster, but I think you legitimately have a few future pros in your starting lineup. And there's not many times LSU's been able to say that in their history. So I think that could be a very good unit, and it's really going to help the transition with these quarterbacks and the new offensive system they're running and things of that nature. If that group gels early and plays well this year, that's going to go a long way into LSU making the improvements they need on that side of the ball.
Jimmy, here we are in March, and we still have a long way to go. Is this a college football playoff caliber roster?
I don't think you're far off, Christian, to be honest. I don't think you're far off. I think Some of these teams are taking a step back while LSU's clearly takes a step forward. I mean, you're returning, like I said, nearly your entire offensive line, your entire defensive line. You've got impact players at the skill positions, guys that really stood out as youngsters now have another year under them, like Kayshon Boutte, who showed potential of being the next star receiver at LSU. And I think there's an advantage here. And when Joe Brady was hired, I thought there was a, you know, and this applies the same here, is you have a new system now. So you're going into a system with a new offensive coordinator that nobody has film on. Nobody has any idea what to expect from this team. So week to week to week, they're going to have limited plays to really start assessing and analyzing the offense and how to attack it. And I think that's going to be a huge advantage for LSU through the, at least the first half of the season. You know, teams threw everything they could early on against Joe Brady, and it wasn't until week 7 or 8 that Auburn showed to have some decent game plan to beat them. And by the time somebody else tried to roll out that same defense, Joe Brady had all the answers. So I feel like they're in that situation again. There's a lot of things here that feel eerily similar to a couple of years ago when they made that run. And so I wouldn't write them off. I don't think they're the favorites. I don't think it's likely. I think there's the potential, though, with this team, especially if they gel as a unit and everybody buys into the systems with these new coordinators. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see this team make another run and really shock some people and push for an SEC championship or even beyond.
20 out of 22 starters, Jimmy, that's always a good thing, man. You're usually teams that make it deep, you know, deep runs are to nice bowl games. You point to, all right, how many did they have coming back? And they had 20 out of 22. That's usually a good sign for the fall or for a team's destiny, or not destiny, but for a team's ability to accomplish pretty good things. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think if you go back, Jimmy, that national championship team from 2 years ago, preseason polls, they were number 7 in the country.
Right, right. Expectations were fairly high, but it still shocked people. I don't think anybody thought LSU would rewrite the record books on offense, have a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, and beat Alabama and do all the things they did. Definitely thought they had the talent to be a strong team. I think, of course, coming off of last year's season, and there's a lot of question marks, so they're not going to be slotted as high in the polls. But you know, it won't take long for them to showcase their talent if they get out to a hot start. I expect to see them surge in the polls as these voters start to feel like, you know, this seems like something we've experienced before, and they try to catch up quickly. So I think this team's going to be pretty good this year. I really do. If I were to throw something out there, maybe 10-2 type team, I think this team's capable of double-digit victories, which certainly puts you in the top 10 when you're in the SEC. So that would be huge for this program just to get anywhere near that number. And definitely set them up for the future. And as you said, 2022 starters, and there's a lot of young talent on this roster just ready to burst. So you've got a great blend of talent and youth and ultimately providing you a ton of depth in at many position groups that are vital to a team's success.
Jimmy Smith, what's on the site, man?
Yeah, we're covering the spring football, getting the videos up from practice and these interviews with Orgeron and things of that nature. Of course, covered baseball, and David Foles doing a great job of covering every angle of that sport and doing a great job breaking down and analyzing that team. So and then preparing for March Madness. I mean, this is great to experience. This is like sports are back. You know, you've got all right. Three teams going at it right now. So it's starting to feel normal. Things feel like they're kind of getting back to what we're used to. And I tell you, I couldn't welcome it more, man. I'm very excited.
As am I. Before I let you run, Jimmy, Drew Brees retired this week as a football fan, as a Louisianian, as a New Orleanian. And you, mm-hmm. I know you grew up as a Saints fan. Just mm-hmm. watching him and what he did for this city, both on and off the field, this region on and off the field. Just how would you describe his impact on you as a fan and also the city?
I don't know if we could, outside of Tom Benson, I don't know if you could say there's a sports figure in this state's history that's had a bigger impact statewide, definitely in the city of New Orleans. I look back and beyond football, what that man did off the field. We just hosted an event with Battle at Tad Gormley Stadium. I mean, I don't know if that stadium's functional, if it isn't for Drew Brees' assistance after Katrina. And, you know, he got some bad rep, this off season, and going through some things that he said that he probably wishes he didn't say. And that's unfortunate for him, because I think people are a little misguided into who Drew Brees is and what he's actually done for people across all lines. So I'm going to remember Drew Brees and his impact on the state away from football. Not many guys of his status with his accomplishments give back in the way he does. And that's the part to me that really separates him. We've had a lot of great football players in this state, but I don't know if any of them have given back in the way Drew Brees has.
Well said. Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. Thank you, Jimmy. See you, man.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.